Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Wendy.
And welcome to the Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. Today in the studio, we have David and Naomi Hartenbrook.
Ooh, welcome.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing today?
Happy to have you.
Doing good.
Thank you for coming in today.
Did we hear Naomi's voice?
Did we hear? That man might have to turn up her microphone.
What?
There we go.
Turn you up a little bit. Sweet. So let's talk about first, and this is a different story for myself and Wendy, how we met.
I just met David today. Me too.
I've seen you online and stuff.
This is how we met David.
Yeah. So, but Naomi, I know you from roller derby. Mm-hmm. And then we have you on today. Mostly kind of to talk about your company, Shots in the Dark. But if I remember right, didn't your roller derby name also have to do with coffee?
Yes. Did it? Yeah. I didn't know this.
Yes. Draculatte,
nice.
Right?
Draculatte.
Yeah.
So coffee's your thing.
Coffee's my thing.
Nice.
Sweet. And now you have a coffee business.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, and then you know her from the studio.
One time. I think I met you in Body Combat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you took the corner with your mom.
Of course.
Adina. I love me some Adina O'Hare.
Yeah. Yeah. Is she still going to the studio?
I haven't been there in a while, but
Adina,
truth
come
be
back.
Told, we haven't been there much either. So.
Okay, oh, yeah. I am in there. Okay.
She loves being sure. called out.
Adina? Oh,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
She yeah. loves that. Mm-hmm. Dude. That requires this. Yeah.
Yes. So whose idea was Shots in the Dark?
Mine was. I actually established the business in March of 2014. And a couple months later, I met David online.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. Nice.
Yep. Little online romance. Sweet. So what inspired you to start Shots in the Dark?
I've been a barista the last 16 years of my life.
Oh, okay.
So managing coffee shops. And
you were like,
this is my thing.
I can do this also. Yep. Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool.
What made you branch off? What made you? You've just always been entrepreneurial? Or?
Managing the shops pretty much solo. Running in, deciding that if I can run a shop by myself, then I could take this on my own adventure.
Yeah. That's cool.
And then so it's a kiosk? Or is there
catering?
Depends on where we set up. As okay. We're a trailer. We could be a kiosk because we have a pop up tent, so we could be indoors.
Okay.
Nobody wants to be categorized as a trailer itself, so
right.
Kiosk just sounded better.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And delivery.
Yes, deliveries have been really big lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it's not like a single cup of coffee you deliver, right?
No.
It'd be like for a business, they ordered coffee for their
company.
You
can. You can do single orders. It's just you're going to pay typically delivery fee, you know, because if you're coming out for $4 or $5, it's not going to be worth it.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
So how do you decide what you're going to cook when? I mean, because I'm seeing all these cinnamon rolls and cookies. And
we have a website.
Yeah.
So our website advertises donuts, cookies, as long as it's pre-ordered 24 hours in
they
advance.
Give you time.
Yes.
Nice.
Time is needed.
Yes.
Everything is small batch, made to order. Nothing is frozen. It's always fresh.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of time in the kitchen.
What's the website address?
Shotsinthedarkcoffee.com.
Shotsinthedarkcoffee.com.
Awesome. And they can order right on there?
They can, yes.
Oh, that's
I get
cool.
a direct message to my email.
Oh, boom.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Then you start whipping things up?
Depending on the time. So I prefer Monday through Friday, 8 to 2, 2 p.m. at the latest. Dough, in general, takes about 8 hours to rise and cook and prep. So if I get an order at 10 p.m., don't expect it until the following day-ish.
Yeah. Dang.
Now, are you branding yet? Is there Shots in the Dark coffee or...
We're a trademark.
Your trademark?
We are, yes.
Oh, nice. Oh, yes. Cool. So what does that mean exactly?
So we're registered with the state of Idaho. Mm-hmm. We're not national yet, but we are working on that.
So nobody else can use the name?
No. Shots in the Dark Coffee, LLC. So we just became an LLC this last year. So we started at Shots in the Dark, and then this last year we became an official LLC.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Cool. Now, do you do this full-time, both of you, or is it part-time?
I'm full-time. David is a full-time employee with Idaho Refrigeration and Caldwell.
Oh, on top good of this, to know.
So, yes.
Yeah, so do. So we're starting. I was hired on, I think it was, what, December? 2 months ago? And so I was hired on to start the residential side of that business.
Oh, nice.
So I'm trying to, you know, gain customers and try to grow the business that way, because they've been commercial for so long and do commercial kitchens. They set up hoods, and we're actually working on a building downtown right now in Nampa. It's a new Pantera building. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you've been to the Pantera Mexican markets, but they are really cool. Yeah, so they're doing a big event center. It's right across the street from Flying M.
Oh, okay.
So it's gonna be a big Mexican market, pretty much.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Right across from Flying M downtown.
In Nampa.
Nampa.
Oh, Nampa Flying M. Okay. I know what you're talking about. Then they have the what do they call that one? The garage or something?
The garage.
That one's
it's cool. At the old USA Furniture. It's where they're.
Okay.
Where
I think. Yeah. Gotcha. Sweet. And then, so do you work anywhere else, Naomi?
I'm just a stay-at-home full-time mom.
We got a 4-year-old at home.
Yes.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That's something I signed up not to do.
kids, yeah.
I wouldn't be good at that. No.
But I also do a lot of social media marketing. I do it for Crescent Brewery.
Oh, do you?
Which I've seen a lot of your Crescent Brewery posts.
Yeah.
Yes. I did not know that. Yes. Oh, dang. Yeah, because we've been like, people, come out.
Yes.
But you do their social media stuff?
Yes, for Jerry Ferguson, actually.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Because I think, is her name Jody?
On Instagram.
Yeah, we're like, I've talked to him about
Instagram.
This.
I told them,
we don't know how. And I said, get somebody younger. They know
he
how.
He has me. Yeah. I've told him many times. So, yes, I'm trying to get him on that board.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
For the last year, actually. So, I do his posters and his viewable stories. And so, the digital marketing part, which I actually did for a local mom and daughter mattress, the Mattress Queens, actually.
Okay.
So, they're still up and going, but I did their viewable stories. I stopped this last year, but I was doing it.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So social media is a big one.
Tuesday?
No, I was unfortunately no, I wasn't, and I was supposed to be.
She's gonna be there. We gotta go.
I know.
Early,
I'm sorry.
We didn't make it early, and then we're like, she was here, and we just missed it. Okay, well, that's kind of cool.
Yes,
too.
I also volunteer at concerts too. It's for Western Cheerleading. I help out with the beer slinging, or however you say
was
it.
Was that the night of corn?
Corn.
Yes,
corn
was
Monday. Tuesday was Toby Mac. No beer pouring on that one. I sold merchandise for him,
dang,
but there was beer at
fun.
The Taco Bell Arenas. Or. Sorry, Extra Mile.
Oh,
sorry.
I still say Pavilion. So.
Pavilion, yes. I still know that. Yeah. In my lifetime, I think it's been 3 different names. So
yeah, exactly. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's fun jobs.
Can people like book all of your services on your website?
Yes. So as soon as they go out to fill, says submit your order or your information, I get notified right away. So regardless if it's an order, a booked catering, an event, etc., I'll get notified right away to...
Is she bugging?
Yes. No, she's fine. No,
okay.
She's fine.
I don't know what to do if she is.
She won't listen to me. I don't have any cookies, I promise.
I smell cookies.
Yeah, right.
But yes, they can book me on my website. I get notified right away.
Oh,
a lot
that's
of the time
awesome.
It's like catering. It's so custom, though, that you almost have to talk over the phone to go over things.
Yeah. And so you did one recently, right?
I did one at Caldwell Veterans Memorial Hall for actually a recovery meeting. And so they paid me to come out to do brew coffee, and I did
how
cinnamon rolls.
How many
There's 28. So 20 on the first day, 20 the second day.
Dang.
And I fill all the cups with all the creamers, the sugars, everything that they need, and laid out for them so that all they have to do is come by, pour it, they're ready to go to their meeting.
Perfect.
So it's self-serve.
Nice.
But I lay it out so that it's easy to just grab and go.
Yeah. Do you charge for your time as well?
If I'm staying there, I do.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just a delivery fee, just like a typical delivery.
Yeah.
But for something like that, she advanced booked me within a month.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
So I knew, yeah.
Yeah.
You it was a ready. Lot of work.
What did you bring for, in terms of the food?
Donuts the first day and donut holes and some rolls the next day. And so there's two different kinds. We did Maybelline cream cheese frosting, and the other one was a caramel, a salted caramel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it was a glaze. So,
what has the weight gain been like since you started?
For mine or the business?
Because I don't think I would survive this kind of business.
He doesn't like it because he did keto, and so he started that last year. So it's been, you want to test this? Like, no, I'm trying to be good. And
well, and it's so hard to stay on it too. Yes. So I did great for a year, and like the last few months I've just been kind
of. How much weight did you lose?
Off the wagon. I was like 70 pounds down.
Wow.
I'm probably up another 20 again.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, yeah.
It's hard.
We do keto and I lost 20. And then for the holidays, I went off and I gained it all back.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Chris was like, we should go keto again.
Yeah. And I find success in not just doing keto, but switching up from different, like, there's different diets where you could do carnivore because you just get burned out on one thing.
Rogan did carnivore.
So. Yeah. I mean, even if it's just, you know, juicing or just kind of to switch it up a little bit because you get your body
mix it
gets burned out.
Yeah.
If you eat chicken and veggies every day, you just find it boring.
Yes.
You know?
On keto, I lose my appetite completely,
exactly.
Which is awesome initially. And then it's like, I would like something.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I have tried keto recipes. They don't turn out as great as a fluffy cinnamon roll.
Especially
they're
like,
kind of flat.
With the pastries, it's just hard to mimic.
It is.
You know?
And since I don't like sugar free, it makes a big difference.
Yeah. You were doing something in a cup, a cake in a cup. That was
I did do like a
mug cakes.
Yeah, mug cake, a keto one.
Not fantastic, but.
Not super great,
did
but if you made it did actually. It filled up the whole cup pretty much. And
if you're desperate.
I did a chocolate one.
That's right, exactly.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, almond flour is what we used.
Yeah.
As a regular flour. So, yeah, it weren't bad. If you made like a keto frosting, it'd probably be a lot better, you know?
Or heavy whipping cream or something.
Which
something
I use
like
in a lot of my frostings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love heavy whipping cream.
Good stuff.
Yes.
And butter.
Yeah.
I started getting that in my coffee, heavy whipping cream, to make it keto.
Like the Bulletproof? You can do some butter in it, or MCT oil.
I ordered it. Oh, I won't say it was at another coffee place. Well, then, I'd have them put in the heavy whipping cream, like an iced latte, and sugar-free peppermint, I think macadamia nut, and white chocolate, and it's really good.
Makes
actually
a big difference adding that heavy whipping cream in it versus
it
just half and half.
Makes it really rich.
It goes a long way, just a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said on your website, keto's coming soon.
For ingredients, for baked goods, and so we're still working on that.
Oh,
it's just a matter of fact of getting the ingredients down to a precision where it matches.
So what recipes do you use? Do you try and make your own?
They're all a secret.
Okay.
But I work very hard on them. For our dough, we went through 50 different batches before we found the one that we ultimately like. Yeah, it was a lot of dough.
Was it Dina? A tester?
Mom has tested a lot of my family. Yeah, of course. Yeah, my family, my grandparents love it.
Like, I'm done with the cinnamon rolls.
Like,
no one's
loving
you. No one's giving me the red flag of saying, "Hey, you need to stop."
Really?
You know? Yeah.
So
everyone's
like,
a tester, so I give a lot to my neighbors. I've got a couple individuals that I really give a lot
honest?
To.
Like
I think so. I like to think so.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, because I mean that would help if they were honest. Like this one was awful.
No, I have a friend that I won't name, but she has told me that there's been better dough, and I finally found the one that she really likes.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah, that's good. I would want people to be honest
for sure.
Yeah,
really,
yeah. Now, can you like if someone calls you for a catering job, can you accommodate most dietary needs?
It depends. I don't do vegan.
Don't do vegan.
I'm really sorry, guys, but a lot of my stuff contains butter, and because we are a cottage-based business, we're not in a commercial kitchen.
Yeah,
all of our stuff is commercialized.
Yeah, as far as for the pastries, I mean, you could make a coffee that has almond milk or
dairy-free products.
But the bakery side,
because it could be crossing.
Yeah,
we do wash it thoroughly, but the fact that it's been used. We don't really advertise that part.
Yeah, it's hard to promise anything because, like, people's peanut allergens could be so high. That,
and we use vegetable oil, so that's a big one.
Yeah.
So when we fry, we use vegetable oil. We've tried peanut oil. It doesn't work as great, and it smokes a lot higher. Yeah. So we have traded out. And we've contemplated using coconut oil, too, for frying. It's just a matter of fact of that consistency with it comparing with the dough.
With going with, like, something like donuts where you're not really looking for that healthy conscious decision
depending
anyways.
Depending on if you have it baked, because you can do it. So. Yeah.
But that is a direction that I think we're trying to go towards because there's such a market out there, especially during the summer where, I mean, maybe it's not as much during the winter, but I feel like when people go out to these events, they want to eat something semi-healthy, you know?
At least it's a vendor, too.
And if you only have fried foods, then you're missing a good portion of the market. Yeah. So.
And that's another thing, too. We usually end up catering to the vendors. So that kind of determines whether or not we're going to be there. Because if there's 50-plus vendors, we end up catering more to them than to the public eye.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that's why we charge a fee, typically, to come out, too. Because if we have all these products that we currently make and they go to waste, we lost a bunch of money on that day, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we determine
whether or not. So how often are you going to the store?
A lot.
Is it Costco?
Costco, Freddy's. I try to support as local as possible, but I don't buy a lot of bulk. It's all individual.
Oh, you don't?
So no, it's fresh. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I try
that
to keep it fresh.
Yeah, though, it does. On your side.
So a lot of my milk after events, I've donated again to my neighbors. So you want 6 gallons of milk? I mean, I don't want to go to waste. And so I have donated to local churches as well, too. So I really try to keep it local. And if I make something in big batches, it doesn't sell, I'm going to donate it to somebody that I know will eat it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I hate that with all the starving people that food is just thrown out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We try not to throw it out. That's why I like to do pre-orders because I know exactly what's going out that day. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That deserves hype.
Yes. Now, do you have a specialty?
Everything.
Everything's your specialty. Okay.
Everything
you start with. Did you start with one thing or?
As far as baked goods or drinks?
Drinks.
So what came first?
The drinks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Drinks and then baked goods.
Baked goods have really been my main focus like this last year. Mm-hmm. So when we really dove into it. But I spend a good portion of my time in the kitchen. He can vouch for that. Dishes, baking, etc.
Well,
trying the whole nine yards.
Trying to find the right item that's worth making instead of making 30 different items. Let's make one big item that
and focus
everybody
on that.
Wants,
Which cookies have really been a big one. The chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
No bake cookies.
We got some.
They did.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to bring them out.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
All right. Cookies are coming. Chocolate chip and no bake.
It's going to take me half an hour to get
it. It will, Keep talking. So let's see. Oh, you're going to miss the...
No, I'll be right back.
We have a new segment on the show. It's called The Favorites Game. Oh. So, this is basically your favorite stuff. We'll do you guys separate. So, first, David, let's start with you. This is just quick fire. I'm going to say a word or phrase, and you'll tell me what's your favorite according to that. All right. So, David, color?
Green.
Food?
Chicken wings.
Band?
Ooh, favorite band. That's a tough one. Let's just go with, A7X.
A7X. I do not know them.
Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Comedian.
Comedian. Ooh, I like Tim Hawkins.
Tim Hawkins. Okay. TV show.
Right now it's Chicago Fire.
Gotcha. Movie.
Movie, I would have to go with.
That's a tough one.
I know, because there's so many different categories.
Like what decade?
Okay, let's go with all-time favorite.
All-time favorite. I'd probably go with. I'm just drawing a blank right now.
We watch a lot of kid movies.
Okay, so favorite Disney movie.
Probably Toy Story is what.
Toy Story, okay. Favorite song.
Favorite song? Right now it's Toby Mac, The Elements.
The Elements, okay. Dessert.
Dessert?
Probably
something with peanut butter in it. Maybe a no-bake cookie.
Good.
Animal.
Dogs.
Nice.
YouTube channel.
YouTube channel. I don't really watch much YouTube. Oh. But probably the Toasted Marshmallow.
Is Toasted Marshmallow Adventures YouTube channel. Yes.
This is a silly thing that Chris is like. They don't answer right.
Yeah. I tell them they're wrong. Okay. Naomi, for you, color.
Black.
Food.
Fries.
Band.
Family Force 5.
Comedian.
Kevin James.
TV show.
Full House.
The new one or the old one?
The old one.
Okay. Movie.
Never Been Kissed.
Song.
I really like Elements or Down by the River by Jordan Felice.
Dessert.
Maple bars with bacon.
Oh, dang. Animal.
Dogs.
And YouTube channel.
You guys, of course. Adventures Toasted Marshmallow.
That's right. All correct answers.
And let us notice what came in.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Cookies. Delicious. Chocolate chip.
And they are huge.
Yes.
Yeah, they are as big. Oh, there you go. Way better.
And for YouTube.
Oh.
As big as my face.
But it's as big as your mouth.
Delicious. You want some? All right, I'll return it.
Holy cow.
There's another kind, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the no-bakes.
The no-bakes.
Which are enormous as well.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, those have Reese's peanut butter in them, too.
Oh, my God.
The no-bakes.
Nice. Ooh.
Dang.
I have to. Yeah. We're not starting keto today.
He said that to me yesterday. Did. Want to start keto?
And I was like, oh, we're getting treats. So no keto, I guess, today. I did eat that for breakfast, though, keto. I made the egg muffins.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are really good. Let's see. Answer that. You do all your baking at home. Now, you said you don't have a commercial kitchen.
I don't, but all of our appliances are. So they roll off of our trailer. So we don't have our trailer open 24/7 year round. Our trailer, that's a big one. So our trailer is actually open when the weather is the best. So April/May to the end of October-ish is when we close up, roll everything literally off the trailer because nothing is bolted down. So that's a big thing when we travel too, is our appliances kind of shift.
Dual purpose.
It is dual purpose. That's awesome. If we have to go inside because it's pouring out, snowing, etc., because we're in just a bad route, if we're capable of moving it inside, then we will.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you cook out in there generally if the weather's decent or?
Generally, we cook inside because we have a full kitchen or a full sink and et cetera, so we can wash everything.
Well, we don't have enough time to bake and run the shop, you know, when you're at an event, when you're slinging out drinks. There's only two
drinks
of us.
Drinks is our focus.
Two of us in there. Yeah. So usually I'm taking orders and she's making the drinks.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So you have never needed more than two people at an
event? We could, but cost-wise insurance, et cetera, it gets too expensive.
Our trailers.
It's pretty small when we have all of our appliances in there. So we'd be bumping elbows the entire time. Even somebody taking orders, we can go only as fast as we're bringing them in. So it really wouldn't make it any quicker.
Okay, gotcha. So I come up, I order a coffee. How long till I get my coffee?
You typically, if it's black coffee, you can get it right away pretty much.
Oh, okay.
We can get that out relatively quick because it's just AirPod. So I would say on average, maybe 2 minutes.
Two to five minutes, depending on how big.
How complex it is.
Yeah. And how many drinks do you offer besides like customized
stuff? Well, we have 52 different flavors, syrups, sauces, powders. And we can actually make 52 different flavor frostings, too. So all the flavors that we offer for our drinks, we can flip around and turn it into any of our frostings.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. So now going back to like your first gig for your company, did you have your kiosk then?
Nope. We had a little poppable stand.
It
would be like this little stand that we have out here. It actually folds into a bag and we popped it out. We didn't have an umbrella that day because I still remember it was the Homes of Idaho actually for one of their Halloween when they used to have it at their old Homes of Idaho. I don't know if you guys know where that's at.
Mm-mm.
So coming off Northside Boulevard, we were in that little area.
Right across the street from that Roots Rents.
Roots Rents right there. Yeah. Oh, okay. So that was our first one and it was... Gotcha. not the best weather, and we didn't have anything over our heads. We had a little machine, a Brevo machine, actually, and I use that. I still have it. It's a great machine, but it's not a commercial machine, so it doesn't produce drinks out as quickly as the one that we currently use. So that we've learned a lot since then.
Isn't that awesome, though?
Yes. It makes a big difference.
These things? Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and before that, I think you had one wedding catering gig that you did.
I did, and I didn't have anything. They provided everything for me. There was no espresso. It was just pretty much an Italian soda bar. Everybody come up self-service. It was just me maintaining it, but that's where that was about 2 years before I met him that I actually had that first one. So
that's crazy.
When I was just starting to roll into the business side of it.
And so now do you have all the things to
We're still growing. We're still getting to the point where we can actually start bolting our equipment down and making that like our actual home and roll up to an event. We've had several people reach out to us saying they want us to park there full time, and so that's been on the table. I won't mention any locations because we have parked at different locations in the past, but eventually we will find a home where we can have it open at set hours. It's just a matter of fact, we have a 4-year-old son, so he's not even in kindergarten yet, but once he's in school full time, we'll really go down that alley of opening it up to the public Monday through Sunday or whatever whatever schedule we decided to do. So.
Yeah, because I know at my where I work at Intermountain Hospital, there's a guy that comes out. He has a coffee van, and he comes out every Friday morning.
So you know he's going to be there.
Yeah,
Slow River Coffee.
I think it is. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I think every Friday.
It makes a difference when you have a van, too, because ours is a trailer that's pulled by his truck, and I have not gone down the road yet, and I'm not ready to go down that road.
It takes both of us to do it, because right now I work full-time, so it would be too hard for her to try to pull the trailer, set it up, and then take it all down within a couple hours.
Yeah.
So I know like setting up my thought was setting up at like big construction sites, how they're putting up that Amazon right now, you know, where there's people there 24/7 where you'd probably make a killing.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah, totally.
That would be awesome.
Where is the, cause I do Amazon Flex. Where are they building that?
It's right off of Garrity right there next to kind of the cheese factory.
It's Rental Lactalis.
Oh, that's that new big building out there. Okay.
650,000 square foot, I think. Yeah. Is what they said.
It's gone up quick.
Yeah. So. Yeah. They work around the clock.
I thought that's what that was going to be, but I wasn't sure. Cause I don't know if you guys have heard of Amazon Flex, but I do that. It's basically where you deliver Amazon packages out of your own vehicle.
But they moved it to...
Right now it's in Boise. It was in Nampa at a temporary spot. They moved it to Boise, but all the way off of Gowan Road.
Oh, that's far.
If you have to return packages...
Yeah, one day I went out there to Gowan Road, picked up my packages for my route. Mm-hmm. My route was out by Sand Hollow.
Oh, man.
And I had like... I don't know, probably like 10 to return of addresses I just couldn't find because everything was down a dirt road.
Oh.
You know, just sketchy addresses.
Was that your last one? I think that was your last
one. That was the last one I did because it from Sand Hollow to Gowan Road is about 40, 45 minutes there and back.
Oh,
and so I was like, I'm not doing it anymore until they come back to Nampa. So
was that right behind the gas station off Northside Boulevard?
It was off of the Franklin exit. But yeah, there's that Shell gas station there, and you take that little back road.
I always saw vans coming out, like that little area. Yeah,
it's funny. I'll drive in to Boise in the morning, and I'll see 30 vans going the opposite way.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. It's close.
Oh, yeah, and the one-day delivery now is awesome. Just this week ordered stuff on Friday and got it Saturday.
Yeah, that's crazy. Awesome. Yeah. Amazon's great.
Yeah. And in the bigger cities now, you can they have the same day delivery.
Mm-hmm.
So
like
crazy.
In LA, yeah, it's crazy. Jeez. Okay, now so going back to your first gig ever, was that your? I mean, was your whole business your? That all you had was your
the
Brito machine.
It was a stand, the espresso machine. We bought a lot of inventory that first day, and so we went through quite a bit of product that day too. Mm-hmm. We just weren't expecting the kind of crowd that they had, so that's when it really
that crowd.
Yeah,
so.
They were offering free food, so I mean, free food and the crowds will come.
Exactly.
But yeah, that really kicked it off to where I'm like, we need a tent, we need you know, just to make it better for the following year. And
it started to rain. Yeah. We didn't have anything over us.
Yeah. Oh, geez. And we had power plugged in. So, there's lightning. Wow. And exactly. Yeah,
we were tied into the same power as a bounce house, which they had those little fans to keep it up.
Yeah.
And we popped the breaker and suddenly you see the bounce house just coming down. We're like, oh, no, get the kids out.
Oh, God. The bounce house is
nobody knows where the breaker's at.
It's the video of this.
Yeah. So now when we go to events, we're like, where's the breaker? Because that's what we need to know. We're going to be plugged in to save us.
That's awesome.
But we have our own generator, so that holds us up all day long, which is really nice because we can go through, I don't know, what, two tanks to really get through an event?
Yeah, usually you can, off of one tank, you're good for the day.
But yeah,
so.
Not relying on power, not blowing any kind of breakers. Yeah, it's really
good
for us.
That's always been a huge issue for any type of mobile coffee shop. Mm-hmm. Is because you generate so many amps that you got to have a big generator. You can't just plug into any normal power source. Right. So
That's one of the big reasons why parking at Napa High is really hard for us, because you can't use the generator where they park us. We're by the tennis court, so it echoes really bad. So we plug into their wrestling room and we blow the breakers in there and we kill the ice machine. There's
and those you just limit yourself to being pretty simple of what you offer.
Oh,
so.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, there's a lot more to think about than I thought.
Yeah, there's a lot. Right. Yeah. We focus all week long before we go to an event. Mm-hmm. We order, we get all the espresso fresh, which we do support Dawson Taylor Coffee.
Dawson
and Taylor, so we use their espresso. We don't roast our own beans just yet. We haven't gone down that road
yet. We'd like to.
And we also use Flying M too for their espresso.
Oh, awesome.
So shout out to them for
good
beans.
Yes.
I think a good avenue would be to wholesale beans because people drink coffee every day. So if you could offer, you know, espresso or just regular drip coffee to people.
Where we can mail it out, international too. So until we go down that road of being able to roast every day, we just haven't gone down that road yet because our focus has been the bakery this last year and our drinks. So.
Well, you look at something that people have every day. I mean, I know I can't get up in the morning without having coffee brewing. So it's a
even
good
just the smell.
Avenue to go down.
It's a must.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I'm more of a, I love the smell of coffee. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like almost more
than
I like.
He only drinks like half of his cup. Am I right, Chris Adams?
You need to talk that up, Chris.
Let's talk about the coffee that I drink.
Yes, let's not.
When Wendy makes the coffee.
Is it water?
Yeah, let's
hot
talk.
Water?
No, it's changed dramatically.
Thick. Or is it mud?
It's thick.
It's mud?
It's thick.
Oh, Chris, your measurements.
I'm dumping half a bottle of
Yeah.
I used to love just straight mud, but something happened.
So did he. Yeah. Until he moved in, you know, we got together.
Hey.
He's like, oh, my coffee's so much better.
You got a mustache with some grounds on.
So whenever I go make coffee after her, there's like grounds like over the filter area and in the pot.
Oh, dang. I got to tell you what we used for filter last week. Because we were out of filters.
Oh, what did you use?
Was it paper towel?
No, napkins.
Napkins. Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Jeez.
It reminded me of like when I first moved out. Like toilet paper was, ew. It could be used for like three different things.
No.
Yeah.
At least napkins, you know, they're a little bit thicker, where toilet paper really plugs up your machine.
Yeah, right. Desperate times.
Oh, man, desperation.
Jeez.
I'll teach you the pour over method.
That's funny.
Yeah, definitely. So where do you, what's the future of Shots in the Dark? Like where do you see it going in
I don't
the next
really
5 years?
See us as a franchise. I really want to keep it small and keep us as the owners, operators. I want my son to grow into it and know the business side of it. I really wanted to homeschool him. And so he's really learned a lot about it. And, you know, he gets eager to learn about coffee. If we're going to make it, if we're going to bake anything today. And so just keeping it really small. I think the mobile idea is still where I really want to head. Maybe we'll have a brick and mortar, but our focus is really the trailer. If we can flip that into brick and mortar and just travel. My husband David's actually from Oregon, and so taking that on the road, going to bigger festivals and just really plugging ourselves into it. Yeah, and just
that'd
as we get
fun.
Older, you know, his job, we don't know how much longer that's going to last as his body gets older. And so if that's going to be our number one business, then we just park it anywhere and just, you know, sell the day. So
that'd be cool.
And just like any company, you kind of want to grow it small where you don't want to overpay for things and then get yourself in the holes. So you kind of grow it now and continue to grow and see where it goes, where you don't invest a ton right away.
Yeah.
Because you see so many businesses that do the brick and mortar. that are no longer there in 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
It's hard. Financially, it's just hard to support those first few years.
And we still rent. So we've been renting the last 6 years as renters.
Okay, yeah.
We eventually want to buy a house. And so if we can find a location that allows us to have a commercial site, I would just, you know, park it there and sell them. So
yeah, that'd be cool.
And watch my business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that would be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd be really cool. Now, so if someone books you for a gig, they actually don't even need to supply you with a power source.
If you can use your generator. It kind of depends on the area. Some people don't like noisy generators. But he has built a box to where even the Warhawk Air Museum, that was our biggest challenge with the noise. And so when he built that box, it really contained a lot. So we move our generator so the exhaust blows out to where the customers would park, and that has really contained a lot of the noise. So, as long as there's no noise ordinance,
Well, and essentially, after the first 30 minutes, just background noise, anyways.
If they want coffee and donuts,
I'd put a
little noise, little hearing.
Let us be the music,
exactly. Do you do like the fair, or is that a thing?
Way too much money
to actually be there. Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's very expensive.
Same with the market?
Well,
it's too much?
Yeah, and we were contemplating on the Idaho Center, but again, it's percentage
of concerts or
like at
concerts, so the outdoors.
Oh, okay.
So there's a contract that's part of that. So just, again, the percentage of sales, we're not big enough to really afford that at this point.
It'd be worth it if you were just trying to do it for maybe exposure. To break even.
That's what you're paying for. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Remember you.
Yeah. Yeah, true. What concert are you going to?
Right, exactly.
Now you said it's a percentage of sales, or is it a flat fee?
Yeah, so there's a flat fee and then they take a percentage of sales.
Flat fee for the year, and then percentage of your sales for each year.
And you almost have to commit to being there every event to make it worth it.
Right.
Really?
And at this point, there's no way I could commit to it every event.
So. Unless he quit his job, and we don't want that.
That wouldn't be smart, I'm guessing.
Not at this point, no. Yeah.
And same thing with the market, where they...
So the Saturday markets.
You're talking about the farmer market.
Yeah.
And that too can still get expensive because it takes my time to bake all the goods. And if they don't sell, then. So it's a flat fee plus a percentage. So.
Yeah. I see. Yeah.
Well, and it's hard to commit every Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Especially through the summer when you want to get out and do stuff.
Yeah.
I think the deliveries have been the biggest hit so far for
deliveries
us.
Deliveries and then just sticking
and just
to
last find, couple months.
Finding the events that are worth it, the bigger events. The fee's not so high, but you're going to be able to still, generate some money off of it too.
Yeah.
So.
And if they really want us out and they're committed to paying us the booking fee, then that helps a lot too. Because not only are we there, but I also help promote it.
Yeah.
As you can tell with like Crescent Brewery, I help promote like their website and it's cross-promoting. Yeah. And
so do you know Tabor?
I have done his posters. I haven't met him personally, though.
Yeah, he was just here on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll be coming out. What was the date on that?
The 30th.
30th of
he's
March.
He's there quite a bit, right?
What?
Yeah, he hosts it now.
I was going to say all the posters I've done, I feel like he's been part of it. So.
Yes. Yeah. Is he local here?
Yeah.
He lives out in Caldwell.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tabor Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Tabor.
That's funny. Small world stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a question from Wendy. Are you a fan of Shots in the Dark by Ozzy Osbourne?
Is that where that?
I don't even know that song. Oh.
Really? Wow.
I know.
Wow. I'll put up my Spotify real quick.
Oh, okay.
You're going to know it when you hear it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nothing to do with that then. You just came up with Shots in the Dark.
Oh. It's actually a drink. So some people know it as like a red eye. Some people know it as...
Oh, you can keep talking.
As
this
a Mondo.
Just background.
But mine is it's just black coffee with espresso in it. So that's a shot in the dark.
Oh, really?
But you can't just have one shot. You have to have plural. So that's where the shots come.
Shots
in the dark.
Double shots.
Double shots, yes.
Now, do you see, we talked a little bit about keto.
Here it comes.
Oh.
So you know this song.
Yeah, I know this song.
You don't know this song?
No.
You've sworn I've played it for
no,
before.
No, I've never really listened to a whole lot of Ozzy. I do know who Ozzy Osbourne
that's
is.
That's funny.
Because
that was the first thing
songs.
I thought is, she's a Ozzy Osbourne
fan. We get that a lot, actually.
Well, there's another, movie? There's another Shot in the Dark song.
Oh.
He's been making up one because it's Bon Jovi. And then he goes, shot in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like exactly.
Love a bad name.
Yes, yeah, but exactly. Then he changes the words, but he has like that beat to it. So Bon Jovi.
I've pretty much made up half those words. Oh, no. Here we go.
Writing's not that easy, but Grammarly can help. This sentence is
grammatical. Those of you watching, if you're not doing anything right now, go subscribe to us on YouTube or SoundCloud or CastBox. Or follow us on Instagram. Oh, skip ad. Sorry. Let's get to like the core.
You didn't know it was going to be karaoke time.
No, I'm kidding.
Wouldn't that be awful?
This is Bon Jovi. You give love a bad name. Actually, this is going to take too long. Not good podcast material, so we're going to move on.
You can kind of see the screen.
A little bit. Like the bottom half of it.
Yeah.
I wish we could see it all, but oh well. Let's see. What do we have next here? You said people can find you on your website, shotsinthedarkcoffee.com. Are there other locations they can find you?
Of course. So we've got Instagram, which is just Shots in the Dark Coffee. Facebook, same. We have Twitter, but Shots in the Dark was actually taken. I actually made a mistake on Twitter of signing us up under the wrong name at first with the date of birth. And so it's actually In the Dark Coffee.
In the Dark Coffee, yes. On Twitter.
Yes, on Twitter. I do try to keep updated, but I'm a lot more involved on Facebook.
Yeah.
And my website too. So if you get on my website and it says website down, I'm updating at that point. I try to keep it really early mornings or late nights. That way if someone's going to order, they can actually follow through with it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But sometimes my site is down. And if
so
you get that notification.
And so people pay via like Visa?
So we do Square. So mm-hmm. I actually, I'm really personable when it comes to any kind of orders. I follow up via phone call. Mm-hmm. And then I send them an invoice to their email.
Okay.
So it is a percentage more, but I do invoices because it's a little bit safer and they have a receipt on their end so that there's no misunderstandings and it's really clear. So
do you take checks?
No checks. Okay. No personal checks. We do business checks sometimes, depending on what business it is.
And if you...
I know them personally, yeah.
So
cash is preferred,
point.
Well, not even money orders, but cash preferred or card.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And we can swipe it, we can tap it. They can put their phone if they have it saved. They can actually just set it on top of a reader.
Cool.
So it's a really quick transaction.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you have like Apple Pay and Google
Pay? We do. Yeah. Not Google Pay, but Apple Pay. We don't accept Venmo, Facebook Pay. We do stick with Square because that's where all of our transactions are. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you have now. So what Square thing do you have? Because
I just swipe and the chip reader.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And then the invoices.
Have
so
the swipe.
We have the swipe. The chip reader is newer.
It's Square.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's been out for a couple of years. So we've had it for a while.
Yeah.
It's new to us.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Well,
I love it.
We got our Square reader probably a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Square's awesome, though. It has QuickBooks. They're really personal with customer service.
Oh,
I really like Square a lot.
And the chip is so nice just because you're not sitting there and people are
trying
wandering
to swipe
just swiping
it.
The card 10 times. So
yeah,
I swear I'm not charging
reader.
You
right each time. Cha-ching.
You have to get it just right so it clicks.
Okay.
You can hear it when it goes by.
Yeah, the Square reader. Are a little sketchy, but the chip one is a lot more.
And don't type in the numbers
because
it charges more.
Percentage.
Yeah, we've learned a lot. And make sure you're online when you're using it too, because not all those transactions come through. So you want to make sure you're connected to the internet when you take payments.
Connected.
So
have
you ever had problems?
We did in the past. So when we first started, it said we were offline. So
did you not get paid?
I
think we got a percentage of it back, but
we were getting paid. But it wasn't really showing the transactions. You know, it was hard to track exactly where it was coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they've advanced a lot, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely like Square over PayPal or any other resource. I mean, there's just a lot more to offer with Square.
Right.
So we haven't had any issues with them.
That's nice.
And any issues that we have, it's always been resolved really quick.
Nice.
So same with the Amazon.
Yeah.
I love their customer service. I'm a very big Amazon supporter. So
yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Yes, Chris Adams is.
Yes. Order all the
Amazon.
time on Amazon. Even if I'm in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. It's a one click away.
Yeah. Oh, I did order a lot of stuff.
What room are you in?
Yeah. Oh, we know that number. Yeah.
Well, the first time when I was in the hospital, well, the time I was in there for 25 days.
Yeah.
I ordered new microphones that we didn't need
no.
at the time. They actually didn't.
I was going to say.
They actually didn't work with our setup, but I had to return them. No. And
Didn't you buy shoes? You bought shoes.
I bought shoes.
You were doing all this from the hospital, Chris?
Yes. Yeah, I had internet.
Yeah. So, oh, man.
And I was just like high on Oxy.
Oh, no.
And Dilaudid and fentanyl.
How many pairs of shoes do I need?
Yeah. Yes. I was getting a ton of pain meds.
Yeah, we deliver everywhere. So if somebody was cooped up in the hospital for a while and they wanted something delivered, instead of flowers or something they can eat. Yeah. I know when I was, when I delivered my son, I wanted something really delicious. Mm-hmm. And I got dry bread, pretty much.
Right.
And so if I could have delivered like cookies or something to somebody instead of, flowers or whatnot, or a nice drink or caffeine or something, you're going to be a new mom or something. There's St. Luke's that I know they work after hours and they really want something over there too. So I don't like working late nights just because it's really hard with my son, and that's, usually bedtime. But if it's one of those things where somebody just really needs something, I would definitely go out of my way to make sure that they're, taken care of. So
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. Because, you're always looking for something to do for somebody.
Exactly.
Yeah, and flowers die, but chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, she had a custom order the other day where they did a baby reveal, and she wrote,
"Oh, I saw
it's
that.
A boy
yes.
on it."
And
so,
in donuts,
yeah.
And it looked frosting. So if they wanted like blueberry frosting, I could totally do that one too.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Oh, nice. How hard was that?
I have letter cutouts, so that helps a lot. If you cut it by hand, you don't want to do that with your dough typically, because it'll tear like little holes in it, so when it fries it bubbles up and it won't look the same. So you want to definitely be precise when you cut donuts. There's a lot of work behind it.
I only did donuts once as a kid, and it was a lot. Sheesh. Have you always loved baking?
I have,
your thing.
Yeah, my mom used to come home, I remember, in high school and get mad because there'd be a bunch of baked stuff or a mess. And I've always liked to bake. So
That's awesome. Yeah.
You clean up your mess now?
I do, yeah.
Well, I feel the pain sometimes.
Yeah, oh, really? That's his favorite.
You're home and there's like 90 pastry dishes in the kitchen. Yeah. Just hungry.
Yeah,
let's
right.
get Texas. Nice, that's our reward. I'm not cooking. Yeah.
I can't.
Yes. I'm dead.
Awesome. Does your son help you?
He tries.
Does he?
Yeah. The biggest help is staying in the living room and playing games with dad or something. But yeah, I've taught him a lot.
Yeah.
And he's really eager to learn too, especially when it comes to breakfast items, and he could stir the eggs, or I don't like him around hot grease, so there's other stuff I don't let him do.
So do you make breakfast items?
I make pizza, make breakfast.
Well, we don't, not to sell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you mean it's solid. Yeah, yeah. That's just at home. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I saw the pizza.
Yeah, yeah. I make pizza a lot. And again, it's all from scratch, the dough.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get that.
Now, you're talking about your son. So we came to your house and wanted a latte. Could your son make it?
I don't sell. So if it were just like personal friends, I would definitely make anybody drink. I don't sell to public, like at my house in general. But if I knew you guys are coming over, I would totally hook you guys up with a latte.
I'm just asking. Could he make a latte?
He would have the confidence. I'm going to use the machine right now. He'll drag the chair over there. He'll be like, this is what goes first. He'll start the grinder. I've taught him quite a bit. He knows sizes of cups and pricing and decimals.
Wow.
And he's really good with math.
How did you come up with the pricing? Because I looked. You have a pricing
comparison just over the years of like what fits
as
the best
a barista.
And hearing people like, oh, that's too expensive. Mm-hmm. And we have high prices, but we also pay large fees. So if you typically go to an event,
exactly.
I kind of expect it.
But again
everything's from scratch. Mm-hmm. And
I tried to have a cheesecake business once. And I'm like reliving
price
some
point,
of it.
Yeah.
Well, pricing, yeah. And then just trying the flavors. I mean, I was eating cheesecake every day,
There is. So when you sign up as a new business, there are things that are sent to you to kind of like give price points on like sizes and whatnot.
Okay.
You can kind of go off that. Then you know exactly what a customer is going to pay. But on average at different coffee shops, we're kind of like in between.
Yeah.
Well, and you see a lot of these food trucks, they go to these bigger events and they actually have a chalkboard where they... you can kind of set price at every event, where we try to stay one price no matter what event.
And the problem is too, going to events, some events they make you exclude certain products because they've got contracts with like Red Bull or Coke or Pepsi, etc. Yeah. So that changes our whole dynamic of how we pour drinks. So we have to change around how we itemize or kind of menuize, however you say that.
What's available.
What it is, yeah. Well, so for like our sodas, they're cream sodas, but it still says Coke, Pepsi, because all you do is... What we do, you grab whatever soda you want, or not you personally, but we make that, and then we add cream to it, or like your infuse favorite flavor. Yeah, and that's where our infusions come from, like infused Red Bull.
Yeah.
So
this is what she does.
Yeah, it's like don't pull any cords down there.
Yeah, we've had issues with being set up at some events where we're not allowed to sell water or soda.
Oh, wow.
And that's a big one too.
You'll have people wait in our line and they want a water and soda, and we're like, well, we're not allowed to sell it because
it's offered
through another vendor. Oh, wow.
But if someone's pregnant, I'm not going to turn that down. I'm going to say, here's just a complimentary bottle.
Just waited 30 minutes. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Plus, that's awesome for your name.
Oh, I try. Yeah. I mean, I've been there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You want ice? I'll give you all the ice you want.
Yeah. That's cool. So you've been in business since
2014.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's cool. So what are you, do you have events coming up that you want to plug?
So April 14th and 5th, or not 14th, sorry, Susan. April 4th and 5th, that weekend, Makery Festival.
Nothing.
In Homedale, Idaho.
Let me real quick go live on Instagram. Oh, okay. This makes more sense.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask the question again.
Okay, yeah. Sorry,
YouTubers. So, Naomi, what dates do you have coming up? What gigs are you doing, events?
So April 4th and 5th at Mancisor Family Farms are located in Homedale, Idaho. The Weather and Barn is having their Makery Festival with workshops. We'll be out there with all of our pastries. We got cookies, donuts, cinnamon rolls. Pretty much you name it, we have it for the most part with drinks. Hot or ice, no blended. Yeah, we'll be out there from 8 a.m. to 5. I probably said that wrong. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Both days. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram. The events are always posted, or our website on the events tab.
Sweet. The Hot Duke just joined us. James Fisk.
James Fisk.
I believe James Fisk might like cinnamon rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Cinnamon or cookies.
One of these.
Look at that.
Chocolate chips. Yeah. Or you could double fist the cookies and eat them at the same time.
Right.
Nice.
Anything else you want to tell us about Shots in the Dark?
We're available for any hiring that you guys wanted. For any kind of events, weddings is a big one. Social events, smaller events, church events. We haven't really dove into the fundraising side. So if you do have a fundraiser, our kickback to you is 10% of the sales after a $500 deposit. So that covers us coming out. Again, if we don't sell any products, it just covers our basis. And we do understand fundraisers, but as a small business, it's really hard to give back as much as we want to. Mm-hmm. So, but
well,
we do like
trying to put it back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, well, we definitely like to try to give back.
And where we kick back more is we help with the marketing side of things.
The marketing is a big one.
We really,
so we see them in that area.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right. So the Makery Festival, April 4th and 5th, go out and check it out. Is it a craft fair or what?
It's a craft fair. I believe she has other vendors that are coming out. It's more or less the workshops that they're hosting. She has a lot of DIY projects out there. So just teaching people how to do their own crafts
and stuff out there.
And then the next one after that, it's not till August, and that's a Warbird Roundup. So definitely check out the Warhawk Air Museum's Facebook page for events, and you'll see us out there for that one. And then we have Highland Games, and the dates aren't set for that one too yet.
Awesome.
So,
all right. Well, that's all I have. I want to thank both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
It's been awesome.
Awesome meeting you and seeing you again.
Yes, of course.
Yes. All right. I'm going to sign out.
I'm signing off.
I'm Chris Adam.
I'm Wendy Mosher. #GetToasted.
Stay toasted.
Thanks for being here.